Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninginem Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipurio underscores significant impact of state civil service officers on nation building. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang visits Kifere Shamator Tuensang on day two of National Highways Tour. Advisor to Chief Minister Abu Mehta calls for optimizing technology use for transparency beating corruption. And Minister Salutonio Cruce launches Mikey Village Adoption Initiative at Konoma. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio today said that state civil service officers have made significant impact to nation building. Speaking at the Northeast Regional Conference of the All India Federation of State Civil Administrative Services Association at RSEMPA, Mr. Rio said their efforts in education, healthcare, infrastructure and sustainable development reflects transformative power of public service. He added that local governance, rural development and grassroots progress thrive on their selfless dedication. While extending his warm welcome to all delegates from the Northeast region, the Chief Minister emphasized that these gatherings bring together dedicated public servants united in the pursuit of service, progress and development. Mr. Rio added, the conference is an opportunity to discuss shared challenges, exchange experiences and find valuable solutions. The Chief Minister also commended the Nagaland Civil Services Association for hosting this conference for the first time in the state and wished the conference a great success. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang today visited Kifere, Shamator and Tuensang on the second day of his National Highways Tour. During the visits, Mr. Zeliang met with council chairmen and head GBs of various villages. On the road stretch between Saddle and Kuthur villages under Tuensang district, the minister directed the executive engineer National Highway to immediately issue notice to the contractor to start the work within 10 days. Mr. Zeliang also noted that the short-term maintenance contract under Kifere and Tuensang division is unsatisfactory and asked the respective division engineers to give notice to the contractors to improve the work progress and complete it within the stipulated period. Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party NDPP held its joint consultative meeting today in Kohima. Addressing the meet as guest speaker, advisor to Chief Minister Mr. Abu Mehta said, NDPP was formed as a result of a cry from all sections of the Nagas for a new political organization to bring about change in the society, address its challenges and problems in a new way in tune with the present times.
Aspire to serve the citizens of the state. We aspire to bring justice, development, progress, unity, oneness, empowerment of the youth, upliftment of the weaker sections, gender equality, human rights, transparency. All these are aspirations and commitments of the NDPP constitution. Our leadership, our vision, our manifesto is clear and it is acceptable to the people. That is why today Nagaland has an oppositionless government.
Mr. Mehta said in today's day and age, power is not the gun and the bullet anymore, but power comes from knowledge. With knowledge and education, one can take on the world and face any situation, he added. While Nagaland is making progress and development, it is still facing many challenges, the advisor said, and emphasized upon optimizing the use of technology to combat challenges, bring transparency and overcome corruption. Minister for Women, Resource Development and Horticulture Salutonio Cruce today launched the Mikey Village Adoption Initiative (TMVAI) of Transformative Livelihood Intervention Project at Konoma Village. Under the project, 30 women beneficiaries from Konoma have been selected for garlic cultivation and seed money was handed over to them by the minister today. Speaking at the event, Mrs. Cruce said, Konoma has been adopted for its long-standing garlic cultivation practices. She said, the project will not only enhance the local economy but also boost their skills and resources and maximize yield. Meanwhile, Commissioner and Secretary Jyotisa Daho said, to promote the initiative, a garlic festival is also proposed to be held in Konoma. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. In a bid to enhance the governance capabilities of urban local bodies, ULBs in Nagaland, a capacity building program for councillors was held today at Dimapur. The event is part of the Nagaland Urban Infrastructure Development Project and was conducted by the Project Design Management Consultant, PDMC. Institutional expert with PDMC, Bimal Jha, highlighted the importance of urbanization in India's economic growth and acknowledged that Nagaland has lagged behind. Although the state is now focused on sustainable urban development, major challenges like inadequate infrastructure, outdated utility assets, and poor service delivery continue to hurdle urban governance, he said. Terming the recent ULB elections as a key milestone, Mr. Jha emphasized upon equipping elected councillors with essential knowledge to govern effectively.
New thinking is, coming out, challenging. Then why not we enable the local government? They are the nearest from the subject, citizen. In case we want to develop, true development, we need to emphasize them. Kitna bada aapko infrastructure bana do, agar local government empowered nahi hai, to aapka infrastructure apne life ka, jo uska outcome aana chahiye, wo nahi aata.
The training focused on municipal policy making, planning, decision making, service delivery and resource mobilization. The session was attended by 20 councillors from Dimapur Municipal Council and Chumukedima Municipal Council. Minister for Roads and Bridges, G. Kaito Aye, has emphasized upon instilling the values of tradition and culture in the younger generation. Addressing the 15th Pre-Ahuna Festival cum cultural competition at Sataka Town today, he said the present generation is solely responsible for carrying forward the tradition, culture and indigenous past. Asserting that one should never forget one's roots, Mr. Aye said, although belonging from different villages or clans, it is our unique history and traditions that bind us together. The festival witnessed a total of 15 units from Sataka area vying in various indigenous activities and games. A delegation from the Project Management Committee under Germany's KfW mission recently visited Wokha district to assess the progress of project initiatives and address human-elephant conflict issues. During 5th and 6th November, the team visited the Wokha Division Forest Office, affected elephant areas near Project Village Ronren, and interacted with villagers, Community Conserved Area Committee members, and SHG women at Makharung Village. The team also inspected the livelihood activities at Ten Hyayan village and interacted with the villagers. Public Service Broadcasting Day is being observed today. The day is celebrated every year to commemorate the only visit of Mahatma Gandhi to the studio of Akashvani in Delhi in 1947. The father of the nation addressed the displaced people who had temporarily settled at Kurukshetra in Haryana after partition, a report.
Seventy-seven years ago, it was Diwali day when Mahatma Gandhi couldn't visit the people displaced by partition and stationed at Kurukshetra. He decided to convey his message through radio. This was Gandhiji's first and last live broadcast at Akashvani on this day in 1947. Gandhiji began his speech saying, "My brothers and sisters who are suffering."
मेरे दुखी भाइयों और बहनों, मुझे कोई पता नहीं है कि सिवाय आपके मुझको कोई भी सुनता है या नहीं. मैं तो एक अनजान पुरुष हूँ. मैं कोई दिलचस्पी भी नहीं लेता हूँ. लेकिन दुख के साथ मिल जाना, वो तो मेरा जीवन भर का प्रयत्न है, जीवन भर का मेरा पेशा है.
And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipurio underscores significant impact of state civil service officers on nation building. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang visits Kifre, Shamator, Twensang on day 2 of National Highways Tour. Advisor to Chief Minister Abu Mehta calls for optimizing technology use for transparency, beating corruption. And Minister Salutonio Cruce launches Mikey Village Adoption Initiative at Konoma. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.